We got a late ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
Wait, that's right. It's just the chair. It's just the chair. That's all it was. That wasn't anything else. It's time for your late ass review. Team Awesome Mike.
Hi.
Mike with V here.
Why have I been reduced to one letter?
Because it's V for
Won't
Vendetta.
Even say my name.
For Vendetta. That's why I call you V. It's like my nod to that comic and that story.
That's fair. Okay, I'll take that because that's awesome.
I'm serious. That's why I call you V. Because I'm
that
like, for Vendetta.
I'm as badass as Hugo Weaving?
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
You're more badass than Hugo Weaving. Can Hugo Weaving make a baby? With his vagina?
No.
That's what I thought.
He can't. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Speaking of making a baby with his vagina, which, again, whew, what a stretch. We've seen a film. Get it? What a stretch. It keeps fucking going. We've seen a movie recently. It's a DC animated film. This is a Batman tale,
mm-hmm.
but this isn't your average Batman story.
No.
This is Batman Gotham by Gaslight. Imagine... In Gotham, Jack the Ripper shows up and starts killing women, but it's old-timey times.
Yeah, it's the same time that Jack the Ripper was around.
But
in
Bruce
Gotham.
Wayne is still there. Gordon is still there. Like Commissioner Gordon's still there. Everyone is still there. Selina Kyle. But it's just there. It's Victorian times, basically. It's
yeah.
Jack the Ripper's running around in Gotham, mm-hmm. so it's Gotham by Gaslight. It's one of these Elseworld stories that... is done. It's called Elseworlds. It's like DC has these multiple. They have Earth 1, Earth 2, they have Earth 92, Earth X, Earth Q. Like, it's fucking
yeah.
weird. And so this would be on one of those multiple Earths, or multiple Earths that they have. I don't know what number it is, but I'm sure it's somewhere online. And
okay.
So we'll do the review for the for Batman Gotham by Gaslight. When we finish up the review, which it won't be long, it's a DC animated film.
Yeah.
I figured we'd geek out a little bit about other alternate Batmen, because there's a whole list of
yeah.
other alternate Batman that are fucking, some of them are cool as hell and other ones are weird.
I already know which one I want to talk about.
Like, they're bizarre and I'm like, why does this shit happen? Okay, so let's just start off with Gotham by Gaslight. Well, we're going to start off straight off the bat here. Spoilers.
Yes.
Big time.
Spoil
Holy
the
shit
out of it.
We're going to spoil the fuck out of this. We also have to start off with the fact that there is no Joker. So
no.
if you're hoping that Jack the Ripper was the Joker or something, there was going to be some weird... No, there isn't. It's
nope.
not. The whole time you're sitting there like, where's the... I was sitting there like, who's the Joker? Where's the Joker going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. There's no... So right off the bat, I just want you to know we got no Joker in this one.
No Joker
It's a bummer.
In this one.
We did get the voice actress who does Harley Quinn.
Yes.
She did the voice of some old prostitute.
No,
just
called
her an old
crazy lady.
I know. I don't know why I called her an old prostitute. It's not like she'd get a lot of work being like a 75-year-old prostitute. How much work could she get even then?
I got really excited I saw her name at the beginning of the movie, and then I got really sad.
Right.
when
yeah.
I realized it wasn't.
I thought it might have been like Harley Quinn in disguise. Helping the Joker, like, be Jack the Ripper, because she was the voice of Harley Quinn.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I thought it was Harley Quinn in an old lady disguise, and Jack the Ripper was the Joker.
Huh.
And it was like the Red Hood. I thought it was going to be like the Red Hood, and it would turn out that, oh, that's where you never know who killed all those women, because it was secretly the Joker, and he turned into the Joker after that.
That could have been
That's where I was going with my version when I was watching it, but then the twist at the end was really, we'll get to that in a minute, but there's a fucking crazy-ass twist.
Yeah.
The
start of the movie was interesting.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy is a prostitute,
yeah.
and then they kill her.
She's kind of a prostitute. It seems like the prostitutes have two jobs. Like,
yeah.
Like during like early night, they dance. And
she was like a cabaret dancer.
Late at night, they fuck.
Yeah.
So they dance for money, then they fuck for money, which sounds cool. It doesn't sound like a bad life, but it's horrible. Because they're getting killed.
Horrible when there's a serial killer killing prostitutes on the loose. Yeah,
yeah exactly. And it's like old-timey times.
Yeah. Rest of the year, not so bad.
No, probably not. I'm sure they're fine. Sure, it's just the usual...
I'm sure they make a lot of money in the summertime.
Usual crimes against humanity they have
yeah.
to suffer through.
Yeah.
So we've got Bruce Wayne. There's a few people of English accents. It's kind of weird. It's not really
yeah.
said if Gotham is in London or London is Gotham or if it is Gotham in another city. Because there's American accents, there's English accents. I think it takes place in America.
It does. And it takes.
But it's that weird point in America where there's like English people and American sounding people, but there's all kinds of accents everywhere. So
that's true.
It was when we were more of a melting pot.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not, God, don't get political. We're doing a review. God, don't put your politics in Batman. Batman's all about politics. Batman's all about politics. But anyway, not the point. So we're there. We're seeing Poison Ivy, and she's being attacked. Did she get killed?
No, yeah, she got killed.
See, we didn't think she got killed.
We didn't think it was Poison Ivy.
I refused to believe that she got killed. I was like refusing. I was like, no, she's not dead. She's not dead. That was someone who looks like her. She's going to turn out to be helping. I kept trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but then later they were like, Pamela died.
Was
Are
that,
you
is
okay?
That, yeah, is that yeah, I'm fine. Sorry about that. Is that Poison Ivy's real name, Pamela?
Pamela Easley? Isley?
Pamela Isley?
Yeah, Pamela Isley, I think.
Okay. So then so she does die, and you're like, oh, shit. So they introduced Poison Ivy just to kill her. So
yeah.
This movie's not fucking around.
Which is funny, because something that I actually said is, after we watched it, was if you're going to make any of the Batman characters prostitutes, Poison Ivy is the easiest, even though she's also a botanist.
Good point. Like, that's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she had plant powers, but she didn't have them yet. I don't think she had
apparently
plant.
I don't think she did.
No. Damn.
I think they just used Poison Ivy as like her dance character.
Well, and one thing they kept emphasizing about Jack the Ripper was that he was very strong. They kept showing how strong he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that threw me off too, because I'm like, what is this, Killer Croc? I'm like trying to figure out
Killer Croc.
What villain is secretly Jack the Ripper, which I think a lot of people were, I think everyone who watches it is trying to figure it out. He wears like a hood, not a hood, he wears like a veil over his face at first.
Yeah.
And it's red. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Which I'm like, that's like Red Hood. I'm like, but again, no Joker. So I'm being misled here. I think I'm picking up the wrong breadcrumbs the mm-hmm. whole time. And then we get to, what happens? Bruce Wayne? No, it's not Bruce Wayne. We get, there's a kid and he's pickpocketing. And he runs away. And the guy chases him. And then there's another kid who helps him out.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another kid. There's three of them. And one's name is Dick, one's name is Jason, and one's name is Tim.
Yeah.
And they're called, and this guy runs them kind of like, and they're the Robins, basically. It's
uh-huh.
it's the Robins. Instead of doing one Robin, at a, they did all three at once, and they're kind of like a little gang of hoodlums, basically, that work for, they're kind of like Oliver Twist.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking cool. And they're running around, like, stealing shit, and like, and then the guy's like, you didn't steal enough pocket pickings.
Yeah.
You didn't. Chim chim chiru. They're like, why do you sound like that? And they're English too, aren't they? The kids? Yeah. Jason. Yeah, remember? They were like,
I don't think they were English.
Oh, Dickie. I thought one of them was.
No.
Well, quit ruining everything
but
by
going,
remembering it.
Going back really quick to you talking about, you were trying to figure out what villain it was the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I was going at it from a little bit of a different perspective, because I'm a huge true crime fan.
Oh.
So me being really familiar with the Jack the Ripper case was going into it from that perspective, as opposed to a Batman fan.
Right.
So I thought that if they were staying true to the true crime aspect of it, that they wouldn't reveal Jack the Ripper at all, that the character would either be killed and somehow in a way that he's never identified, or it would just be they'd use one of the suspects from the actual case, because there were quite a few suspects at the time.
I
didn't think they would use a Batman character.
I was underthinking it. I was overthinking it. I was doing like everything. I was putting too much into it instead of just like enjoying it. I was trying to, it's like, I can't watch magic, because every time I watch a fucking magic show, I'm like trying to figure out what's going on. I'm like, no, that's mm-hmm. bullshit. No, that guy's got a string. Or no, he's got like a cup of water under his elbow. There's some weird shit. Go fuck this guy. It's bullshit. But, you know, and then I'm always surprised how it happened. Like, how do you do that? You know, and then I try and go online and look it up. Because I just want to know. I want to know how they pull off that stuff, because it's really cool. So I can't watch magic, but when I watch detective movies, I kind of do the same thing.
Yeah.
Thriller movies, like anytime there's a mystery or whodunit, I'm always sitting there like, all right, this is okay. He has this much strength and he's this tall. I'm like trying to like, I'm trying to narrow it down to the suspects.
You get your own suspect list.
I'm like, the Joker isn't that strong. Like, it's Harvey Dent. And Harvey Dent's in it. That's another character.
Yeah.
Jim Gordon's in it. Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent's a real pompous
he's a douche.
Ass. Real dick. You're like, man, I hope somebody burns his face with acid.
He cheats on his wife, apparently.
Yeah.
Or tries to. He doesn't seem very successful at it.
He's like, come on, Bruce. It's the 19th century. Or he was like something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That was funny.
Get with the modern times. It was a funny little joke. I enjoyed that stuff. I like the dad jokes in this movie. There was a lot of them. Then we got Selina Kyle shows up and Jack the Ripper comes after her, but she's not putting up with his shit. And
no.
She carries a whip.
You don't fuck with Selina
Kyle. She carries a whip and she just starts whipping the shit out of Jack the Ripper. And you're like, damn.
And
something's kind of hot about this.
Selina Kyle is like a can-can dancer that takes care of the city stray cats.
She does take care of the city stray cats. That's hard to say. She takes care of the city's stray cats.
There you go. You got it.
It's hard. It's alliteration. A lot of
words.
S's and C's. It's the C's and the S's.
The sounds.
So. But she does get away. She thwarts Jack the Ripper. But no, actually, just before she gets killed, Batman swoops in and is like, I'm finally here to save you.
She's like, go fuck yourself.
I always wonder, whenever like they swoop in last minute to save them, are they waiting for the moment just before they die to make a dramatic entrance?
I think they are.
Do you think that's what Batman is doing? Move. Do you think that every time Batman swoops in just to save the day, he's been sitting there like the whole time like, oh, shit, this is fucked up. Oh, he just hit her. Oh, dude, what do I do? And he's just like, okay, I'm going to get a gas pellet and I'm going to grapple. Oh, wait, no, he's over by the boxes now. Okay, so I'm going to use my battery. Oh, fuck. Now he's over here. Oh, she's choking to death. I better swoop in.
Jump.
Save the day. Batman, you're new, aren't you?
I will not be able to watch a Batman movie without thinking of him like up in the rafters.
Like just trying to figure out, fuck, what do I do?
It's like watching a foosball game.
You never see him, like, you never see Batman like fumble things.
You
never see him like
don't.
Fuck up. Because he's not a superhero. Like, okay, I'll get yelled at about that. He is a superhero, but he doesn't have super mutant abilities.
Yeah.
He's a super guy.
He's well trained.
Yes, he is a superhero.
He's well trained, well armored, and well funded.
But not super powered.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I totally lost my train of thought on that one.
You were talking about how he didn't have superhuman powers, but he is still a superhero.
Yes, he is. So, but he swoops in, saves her last minute. She's like, "What? Where the fuck were you?" And he's like, "I was busy." I ran out of batarangs or something. And so then they walk off. He's like, let me escort you home. She's like, I could take care of myself. She's very liberal.
Yeah, she
is. She's very, I don't need no man to take care of me, even though a man did, which is awkward.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not that you need a man. It's that you needed help. But never mind. We're not here to talk semantics, Catwoman. We're here to possibly have a romance. Did they have a romance in that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They did stuff.
They did do stuff, didn't they?
They did stuff.
That's dirty. Alfred's there. That's good.
Not for the stuff. But he's
unless
there.
Unless he's watching.
In
like,
general.
Unless he's watching in the back like, hey.
Stop.
Ew, Alfred, stop it.
No, he's such a sweet old man.
Who knows what Alfred's up to.
Oh, God.
I'll be in my quarters, Master Bruce. Oh, no. What are you doing? Alfred, like, I imagine it's like Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
No!
Where Alfred's like, goodbye, horse.
Oh, please don't.
Anyway, that wasn't around then. They didn't have that back then in the old-timey times when this movie takes place. Back to the movie, fuck. So they get away from Jack the Ripper, and Jack the Ripper runs off, and you're not sure who he is. You got a good idea. Gordon's trying to help. Dent's trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, they try and frame Bruce Wayne as the killer.
Yes.
Well, they tried to frame Batman as the killer initially. But the thing is, this is where it kind of gets like the plot kind of gets like lost on me, because it did kind of like things didn't pick up for me for a while in this. You know what I mean? Like it started off great. And then when we got to the middle, there was a little, and I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying there was a little bit of a
kind of a plateau.
Yeah. And then when it got to the end, it lifted up again and it was like elevated again.
I think
but
because
it's just that weird middle part. It was just so pedantic. It was like, we're trying to figure out who the killer is, but there's a lot of There's a lot of scenes of talking about shit and not a lot of stuff happening, which isn't bad, but it's like...
Well, I think they were animated. Using those scenes to establish suspects.
Right.
Because we do have to know the characters a little bit in order to have suspicions about it might be or whether it might be any of them at all.
And I was there for that. It's just I was tuning in and out during the middle part, which bummed me out because, like, but then towards the second part of the second, like, I feel like it was a three-act thing. The first act was introducing everything. Second act was the elevation. And then the third, obviously, was the resolution.
Yeah.
So towards the second part of the second act, when they start elevating it and they're like, well, there's a part where they're like, the only way to prove that Bruce Wayne isn't the killer, because it started off Batman was the suspect, and then it turned out Bruce Wayne was a suspect. Then they arrested Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
So Bruce Wayne is in prison, but he decides he's going to organize a riot, which wasn't hard to do, because it was back in the day, and people are stupid.
Yes.
So all he had to do was headbutt somebody, and then that dodge out of that guy's way, so he punched someone else, and then he walked away, and there was a riot.
Yep.
It was beautiful. It was like, wow, Batman knows how to do a riot. That's horrible.
That was great.
But awesome. So then he escapes in the confusion because he's Batman. And then we figure out that Selina Kyle figures out that Batman is innocent. They know he's innocent because they knew where he was during one of the murders. So she realizes if they realize that Batman and Bruce Wayne are the same person, then they will let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but I'm Batman. Like, no one can know my secret.
It needs to be a secret.
I'm
yeah.
the Dark Knight. Like, no one can know that. And she's like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, half the people know who you are. He's like, no, they don't. She's like, no, I'm going to out you, Bruce. And then she walks away. He's like, Selina, you fucking bitch. She's like, whatever. And then she leaves. And then he's like, well, I got to organize a riot to get out of here.
Yeah.
Because I can't let people know I'm Batman. I can't. Like,
at this point, he is not escaping to find Jack the Ripper. He is escaping to stop Selina Kyle.
Yeah, he's not really stopping the killer. He's in so much as he's trying to stop his identity from being leaked out, which is kind of like a point in the movie where I'm like, I'm a little like, well, wait a minute. Is he trying to stop the bad guy or is he trying to... Ugh. I was like, where would this moral conundrum lie? I mean, that's like something that Batman/Bruce Wayne would be like, you know what? You're right. Like, this is the only way we can...
Yeah.
And she had a good point. She's like, the only person who can stop him is you, and you're locked up. I got to get you out of here. And
yes.
He's like, but I don't want to do it that way. So the writing was, guys, I'm telling you, this DC animated stuff, this is where DC shines.
Yes.
They do so well. Like, the movies are a bit hit or miss, good and bad points to all of them. Even Batman v Superman had good parts too.
Yeah,
people
no,
talk
that's true.
Shit about it, but it had some great moments. Remember the part where Batman was beating the shit out of Superman?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my god, I hate you. No, I don't hate you. No, but the part, there's a part where Batman's literally just beating the shit out of Superman, and I was like, yes, finally, fuck you, Superman, beat the shit out of a Batman, fuck him up. Like, yeah, take that, Boy Scout. You know, I was so happy that Batman was like just beating the shit out of him. I felt really good. I've always wanted to see that. So there you go. There are moments, even in what you might think is one of the worst representations. I don't think it is. But there's good parts. So now we get to the animated stuff. They've always excelled at this. But man, I feel like Warner Brothers just says, yeah, you can do whatever you want with the animated shit and the video games. Do whatever you want with that. But we're gonna keep a close eye on the movies.
Yeah.
I really feel like that's what's going on. But I don't know. Where do you stand on that?
No, I
in
agree
comparison,
with you on
I hate
that.
Doing the comparison game, but we have to.
I
they're
agree
killing
with
it
you
in the animated.
That. I don't know why, but I agree with you on that. I wonder if...
I've heard that a lot in my life. I don't know why, but I agree with you. Thanks, Dad.
I wonder if WB doesn't... Does WB own DC as a whole, or do they only own the movie portion?
I think they own DC. Well, they distribute DC, but I think I think they own DC. Yeah.
Well, maybe not own, but like, do they have the rights to the video games,
the comic book,
the video games, and
I don't know.
Movies?
All I know is that whenever you see a DC comic book character or any DC TV shows or anything DC, Warner Brothers pops up before.
Yeah.
That's all I know. So I'm going under the assumption that Warner Brothers owns the DC film franchise rights or all the other shit, all the character shit. Anytime it comes to making money and a profit off of DC, Warner Brothers is attached. So I think they own it. If they don't, I'm sorry.
Huh.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, we
can look it up, but we have no time. There's no time. Back to the review.
Can we talk about the twist now? Are we there yet?
I guess. I mean, we still have to get into the alternate versions of Batman because we're going to geek out about that. There's some fucking crazy ones.
Yes.
But let's get back to Gotham by Gaslight, Batman. I don't know what world that is. We'll say it's World 69. Derp.
You would.
How about World 18 something or other? Whatever year it takes place.
You have
world
to look up the year.
Well, how about just Gaslight?
Yes.
World Gaslight. All right. So world, we're in World Gaslight now. And Bruce Wayne escaped the prison. Mm-hmm. So Selina Kyle meets up with Jim Gordon at this it's the Gotham World's Fair.
Yes.
Where Bruce Wayne funded the whole thing because he's doing the philanthropist character by day thing.
Yep.
So they're there and Gordon's there. It's at that point I figured out who the killer was because Harvey Dent put Bruce Wayne in jail.
Yes.
Gordon seemed like he was sad about it. Gordon's like, oh, I feel so bad putting Bruce Wayne in jail for the wrong reasons, you know.
That's because it's Jim Gordon. He's a good guy.
Yeah, it's Jim Gordon. He's a good guy.
Bugger.
Yeah, such a nice guy, Jim Gordon. The whole time, Harvey Dent's sitting there being like, yeah, fuck you, Bruce Wayne. I'm putting you in jail. Screw you. And you're like, oh, it's Dent. Dent's doing it because he's Two-Faced.
And he was mean to women.
He was mean to women. He was cheating on his wife. Dent is Two-Face. This is going to show that his multiple personality. I was like, figured it out. And then when Selina Kyle said she was meeting up with Jim Gordon and he decided to meet her at a very secluded location, I was like, oh, what? And then it turns out the Ripper is Gordon.
It's Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon's
they
the Ripper.
Jim Gordon,
fucking
the Ripper.
Spoiler, bitch. It's what?
And apparently he abuses his wife, which whose name is Barbara. I'm still confused about that, but that's
Barbara's,
a side thing.
Barbara's his daughter that becomes Batgirl, and then later on she becomes Oracle, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't
what
know.
The fuck,
but,
man?
Like,
Barbara is his wife?
And
weird.
She's like Stockholm Syndrome-y, like, it was
yeah,
weird,
she's like, he
I wasn't okay with it.
He carved up her face and shit, and he's like, women are unclean, or
yeah,
women
they said,
are dumb.
He said something about him carving out her sins.
Yeah, and he was like and then you figure out Gordon was a veteran, but he was a medic in the military. So that's where he got his
medical
anatomy
training.
Knowledge. And you're like, oh, shit, not Gordon. And the whole time I was sitting there going, well, if this is the version we're going with, and Gordon is like this psycho, like he was in the war, he saw a lot of fucked up shit, killed a bunch of people, helped save a lot of lives, came back, he was all fucked up, like, yeah, I could see him sort of turning into a Jack the Ripper kind of guy, but at the same time, it felt like a bit of a stretch. It's like you're trying to pull the ultimate, like, twist.
The ultimate
it's like,
twist,
as if
yeah.
this was, if this wasn't an Elseworlds, if this wasn't a what if, then Gordon would never be the killer.
You would never be the bad guy.
It's Jim Gordon. He's not built like that. No matter what era you put him in, he's not that kind of a... He's made of tougher stuff. He wouldn't break like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that... I mean, but at the same time, you're
it was
telling...
effective.
You're telling an alternate reality.
Yeah.
So it's not our Jim Gordon. It's a different Jim Gordon. It's not our Batman. It's a different one. It's a Gaslight version. Mm-hmm. It's the steampunky kind of version, which is fucked up.
I loved it.
It was great. And
the imagery was really, really good.
I mean, you could have gone with Dent. You could have gone with, like, Riddler or Joker. You could have gone with any of... You could have gone with Clayface, even. But, you know...
I don't think you could have done Riddler. Riddler likes to talk too much.
Does Riddler like to talk too much?
Well, he tells riddles.
It depends on what version of the Riddler you're using. If you use the version
fair.
Of him that, like, is always putting out riddles, but, like, he's always kind of, like, in the shadows, it's like, that's fucked up. It's hard to do that character now. The Riddler is harder. The Riddler would be harder to do nowadays.
You could do it.
No, I'm not talking about, like, the actor. I'm talking about, like, the character of the Riddler would be hard to do nowadays. Mm-hmm. Because his, you know, modern technology with what we have as far as, like, voice recognition, facial recognition, like, you've got, you know, like, cameras everywhere. A character like the Riddler, or even the Joker for that matter, really couldn't exist nowadays.
Yeah.
It'd be too easy to
it
track
him. Hide.
You can follow him, like, back home. You can have a drone, you know, like, it's like, they couldn't hide anymore.
Yeah.
Like it's a different world. So, like, the only way they could do it is if they were in another country or it took place, like, so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Superhero movies are getting harder and harder to tell because of technology, and catching bad guys has gotten better now. So it's like, fuck.
I think the only
I guess most of the villains wouldn't work now.
I think the only villain that would continue to be successful in the Batman universe is Penguin.
Penguin or Victor Zsasz. Victor Zsasz is the guy that just kills people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the guy, the doctor at Arkham?
Scarecrow?
No, the doctor at Arkham.
No,
remember, he's Hugo Strange. Doctor, yeah, not but Scarecrow, yeah. John Crane, Jonathan Crane worked there. But Hugo Strange, he'd be good too. Regardless, this was great. Sorry we spoiled the fuck out of it for you, but we warned you. We did warn you.
We did warn you.
If you haven't seen it yet, go see it. And if you've listened to this before, then why?
Watch it anyway.
Watch it anyway, but why'd you do that? Like, you should watch it first and then join us on this. Anyway, we don't want to tell you how to live your life. So let's get to the alternate Batman. Let's geek out about this. Fan theories and alternate realities and what-if scenarios. I love that stuff because it's just, it's cool to take an idea, a premise that you're familiar with, and flip it around. Because you can kind of see the components that you, what you love there, but it's a little different.
Yeah, and so, I'm not that familiar with the Elseworlds. I cannot talk tonight.
I hear you.
But there is one in particular that I can't wait to talk about.
Which
hopefully
one?
It's
no,
on
let's
that
talk
list.
About that one first.
The one where Martha is the Joker and the parents didn't die.
So this is an interesting Batman. This is this is that you started off with a good one. I wish I had that one first. Yeah, that was I don't know which Earth that is. I don't know what Batman that is, but in that world, so you go back to the night that Bruce Wayne's parents were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of killing Bruce Wayne's parents, the gunman kills young Bruce because Bruce runs after him.
Yes.
Because he goes after his mother's pearls and Bruce jumps in to stop him. The guy kills Bruce. Thomas is left standing there. Martha is covered in her son's blood.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas is left standing there and he's covered. They're both covered in their son's blood. And Bruce is dead and the man's like standing there. And Thomas just grabs him and starts beating him. And beats him to death in the alleyway.
I remember that.
He just
that.
Beat him to death in the alleyway. And Martha was holding Bruce, and she was crying, and she got hysterical, and she was so hysterical she started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Joker and Batman in the same night.
Yep.
His mother, and the Batman is Batman's dad, so it's Thomas Wayne.
Yep.
It's really good. And
so, like, the ultimate villain superhero are husband and wife also.
And that makes sense because the Joker and Batman kind of have this, like, romance.
Weird.
They're weird. They're fucking weird.
They fight like a violent old married couple.
Yeah, you know they do it.
You know, it's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
They're just, you know, they're totally into each other in a weird way. Like, I bet they hang out a lot.
They've done it.
They probably made out once.
Probably.
No, when Batman was knocked out, I bet the Joker, like, kissed him.
Made out that one time? Yeah, probably.
He's like, what does that taste in my mouth? And he's like, nothing. Batman Earth 2. So this is also known as the Golden Age Batman. It parallels the modern Batman, but with some significant differences. Born in the 1910s, Bruce Wayne eventually retires as Batman and becomes police commissioner. He marries Selina Kyle, and they have a daughter who is the original Huntress. Wayne's father, Thomas Wayne, is shown to have worn something similar to the modern Batman costume while Bruce was young. So basically what you got is it's like two Batman.
Okay.
It's the same. It's like Bruce Wayne was Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Batman during the time that Batman first came out.
Okay.
So he was born in 1910. And then by the time he was in his 30s, it was 1940 or 19, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then he's now the age that he would be being Batman.
Yes.
Then you cut to now times. He has a son, names him after his father, and his son is now the Batman, and he goes and talks to him. And it's all as if it took place within that era, and it's now 2018, and he's got a grandson, like kind of like stuff like
that's
that.
That's really interesting. So it's like a family thing.
Yeah, so almost like a family mantle. Like Batman's like a mantle, like kind of like Black Panther is in Wakanda. Like he for Marvel, it's like a mantle you pass down.
Yeah,
that's what this one is. So that's Earth 2, I believe. Earth 2. Then we've got Owlman. So this
that sounds weird.
This is in the antimatter universe. This Owlman is Earth's supervillain in the antimatter universe. He is the counterpart to good Batman. In this incarnation, Owlman's secret identity is Thomas Wayne Jr., the son of Gotham City Police Commissioner Thomas Wayne. Right? Fucking weird. And he's a dick and he's a bad guy. He's just everything. Like if Batman decided to be evil, that's what Owlman is.
He would be Owlman?
Owlman.
Which is weird because you'd think that with the names it would be reversed.
Oh, yeah. This one's cool as fuck. In the Tangent Comics version of Batman, He is a knight who once fought King Arthur and was forced to atone for his sins, seeking justice through an empty suit of armor for all eternity.
That's awesome.
That's badass. That's fucking badass.
That's amazing.
Batman haunts a suit of armor, and like whoever wears it has to like fight crime.
Yes.
That's so cool. Sign me up. This Earth 10 Bruce Wayne is fucked up. Earth 10, we don't talk a lot about Earth 10 because that's where all the bad, that's where all our superheroes were Nazis.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Earth 10 is where our superheroes are Nazis. Bruce Wayne is a fervent Nazi enforcer. He is named Leatherwing and is part of Overman's Justice League. Yeah, Earth 10 Batman's a dick.
Oh, no.
You don't want him.
They're all dicks.
Well, they're all kind of dicks, but that one's a specific one. We have Earth 11 is inhabited by gender-reversed superheroes. So we have an alternate version of Batwoman in place of Batman. And then for Batwoman, we have a Batman. Isn't that...
For Batgirl, right? Do we have Batboy?
We have Batboy, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
Her real name is Helena Wayne, and she's kind of like the Huntress, basically. She's a daughter of Batman and Catwoman. Then we got Terry McGinnis, and this is Batman Beyond. That's Earth 12. Mm-hmm. We're all familiar with that animated version. Of course, Batman Gotham by Gaslight is Earth 19.
Okay.
So that's Earth 19. If in case you're traveling through the multi-Earths.
Talk about anything else that happens in that
it's
time?
Oh, it's 1889, alternative Batman. Yeah, it's just a one-shot.
Oh, okay.
So all it wasn't an ongoing thing. Oh, so this one's interesting. So this Batman is from Superman Red Son. This depicts a anarchistic Batman whose parents were killed by the KGB and who subsequently dies in resistance against Earth 30's Soviet premier Superman.
Huh.
It's a really fucking weird one.
Okay.
This one is interesting. Batman in Darkest Night shows Bruce Wayne taking on the mantle of Green Lantern. That's right. Instead of becoming Batman, Bruce Wayne becomes the Green Lantern. Hal Jordan wasn't on the planet Earth. He wasn't born in this Earth. This is Earth 32. There's no Hal Jordan.
Huh.
So when the ring comes to Earth, it finds Bruce Wayne. And instead of Hal Jordan, Bruce Wayne becomes the Green Lantern.
Interesting.
Right? Okay. That makes sense to a degree, right? If you think about it, he would be worthy of it.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have superpowers. And if Hal Jordan wasn't around, yeah.
That makes sense.
So we've got Earth 23 is basically Earth 23 is an African American dominated Justice League. Batman is the only Caucasian member of the all African American Justice League, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
You'd be like, well, that's what?
I mean,
you make Batman the white guy?
Batman can be black.
Yeah, he
we
can.
We could
be.
Have a black Batman.
Yeah. So then we've got Bizarro Batman.
No.
He resides on the cube ring encircled planet Earth 29. Also known as Hitray.
Huh.
Bizarro Batman is not smart.
No.
He's not smart. Bizarro Batman, no, not good with smarts.
What's wrong with Bizarro Batman? What's he do?
The Bizarro world is full of all of this. It's literally Superman's dumb. All the heroes are dumb and they're backwards.
Oh, no.
So Kryptonite gives Bizarro Superman strength.
Okay.
But he's also stupid. He's just like, I'm really smart now. It's like, no, you're not. You're just... superpowered. He thinks when he's superpowered, he's super smart. It's sad. Bat Mage. Yeah, that's right. Bat Mage of Earth 33 was from a world of magic. Yeah, we got magic Batman. His parents were murdered by Sorcerer Cobblepot, who cursed him into his world of darkness, from which he made himself a master of the dark arts and an avenger of justice. Sounds like Snape.
I was just about to say.
This sounds like Severus Snape.
Oh my God, Snape Master is Batman. I'm making that canon.
You know what? Snape would be Batman for Hogwarts.
That is canon in the Harry Potter and in the Batman universe.
You hear that, Rowling?
We just
did it for you, JK, and we know JK about it.
Also, JK, when is Snape going to get a movie?
Yeah, we want a Snape spinoff.
Prequel.
Yeah,
we
Snape
need a
prequel.
Snape prequel. His life was interesting and tragic, so tell me about it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Sorry, back to Batman.
Quit screwing around, JK Rowling.
You bring up Harry Potter even once, I'll go on a tangent.
Get your shit together, lady. All right, sorry about that. We just had to straighten out a world famous writer. How dare you? So
billionaire.
Okay, so however, Magic Batmage, which I love that name.
Yeah.
The events of Flashpoint erased this prior iteration of Earth 33 from existence. So no such individual now exists on that Earth. We no longer have Batmage.
Oh, no.
Because of Flashpoint. Because the Flash wanted to fuck around with time travel.
That's
we don't
sad.
Have a magic Batman anymore. Thanks, Flash.
Damn.
Okay, the Liberty Files, JSA, limited series shows an alternative Batman who is a covert operative of the government known as the Bat during World War II. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's like a covert spy called the Bat.
So is this one fighting Nazis as opposed to being a Nazi?
Instead of being a Nazi, he's killing them.
Okay, just checking.
And he kills, yeah. A lot of these Batmen kill, by the way. I forgot to mention that. On New 52, Earth 42, Little Batman exists as a member of the Little League of that world, childlike metahumans who play rather than fight evil. However, the Little League members are actually robots under the control of a mysterious unseen hand.
I mean, until you said the robot bit, I was like, oh my god, it's like baby Animaniacs,
and
I would watch that.
Well, it's like Muppet Babies, but it's like DC Babies.
I would watch that show. That would be hilarious and adorable.
Bat
it's like
baby,
Teen Titans.
Super Baby. Wonder Baby. Yeah.
Wonder Baby.
Wonder Baby. All right, that sounds weird, right? God damn.
Yes.
Batman gets so fucking weird.
It does. It gets weird.
It can, because like people love that character, and that imagery is so iconic when you fuck with it. When you make the bat suit pink, it like everyone instantly goes, "What? Why is it pink? It's not supposed to be." And then
happened?
And then your mind wanders as to what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And I love shit like that. Again, I'm a big fan of Doctor Who, and Doctor Who changes every 3 to 4 years.
Yep.
And it's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I like this. And, you know, Batman changes. You get a new actor every, like, few movies or so.
I mean, unless we get an actor on Doctor Who that decides they want to play the role until they die.
Which would be fine by me.
Yeah, me too.
If Jodie Whittaker stays on... Sorry, we're Doctor Whoing now. if the female doctor wants to stay on as long as Tom Baker, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We had over 50 years of men play the doctor.
Yep.
I think a woman for 7 years is more than welcome.
It's time.
It's a good change of pace. And you know what? I hope she does well. I'm not familiar with her, but they wouldn't put her in the part as the first female doctor. If she's the first female doctor, she must be pretty fucking good to get in.
Also, she worked with David Tennant.
Yeah, so... Oh, no, yeah, Broadchurch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry. All right, back to Batman.
Yes.
We've been Doctor Whoing now. Iron Batman, who's a part of the Metal League. That's in Earth 44.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't ask.
See, it's funny because that could also fit into Gotham by Gaslight if they went the, like, legit steampunk route.
Yeah, well... Get ready. Earth 51 Batman isn't fucking around. You remember when the Joker killed Jason Todd?
Yes.
Batman decides he's going to not only kill the Joker, but then he proceeds to kill the remaining DC supervillains, and he ushers in the Golden Age of Peace.
Oh, my God.
This Batman was later killed by Ultraman. Who's that? Wikipedia, that shit. However, the events of Flashpoint, again, when the Flash fucked with time travel, erased the existence of that prior iteration of Batman. So there is no more Batman decides, fuck it, I'm killing everyone,
the
fuck
Flash
it.
Is really fucking with our Elseworlds.
Well, he takes away the good ones and the bad ones. So it's kind of a catch-22. It's like
yeah.
The good ones go, but then we get the bad ones. So
what was the one where Superman killed the Joker?
That is, Injustice. That's Injustice. Injustice is a storyline where the Joker decides he wants to get to Superman, and he wants to get to Batman, and he wants to change everything. And the Joker decides he's going to kill Lois Lane because he can't kill Superman. He can't kill Batman, but he's going to kill Lois Lane. So he kills
mm-hmm.
Lois Lane. Superman finds the Joker and just... laser beams him. Just laser beams him.
No, he shoves his arm through his chest.
Oh, he does. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did shove his arm through his chest. And the Joker's like, oh, I'm not used to being killed. And then he dies.
He rips his heart
rips
out.
Rips his heart out. He's like, you rip my heart out. I'm ripping yours out. And then he shows it to him. And the Joker's like, oh, shit. And then he dies. And Batman's like, dude, that was my friend. And he's like, what? Nothing? Nothing. He's like, what? Did you say that was your friend? No.
I honestly think Batman would retire if the Joker ever died.
He would cry.
He would cry.
He would cry. You know,
and I also think the Joker would cry if the Batman died.
Well, Joker would give up. He'd be like, there's no point now. There's no point doing anything. There's no Batman. See, they need each other. It's gross and
he'd go into
adorable.
A depression, probably actually marry Harley.
But yeah, that the one you're mentioning where Superman decides, fuck it, I'm just killing all the bad guys and I'm in charge. Screw it. I have all the powers. I'm in charge. Oh, shit.
I mean, he could if he wanted to.
Yeah, the only thing that's stopping him is he's a good person.
Yeah.
But he's not a person.
He's a good alien.
Good alien.
Sorry for that segue. Just that made me think of it when you said Batman killed the Joker.
Oh, okay. Earth C- is the home of the Bat-Mouse. A mouse hero.
What?
Yeah, Bat-Mouse. He's a mouse hero with a personality similar to the mainstream Batman. So he's like a broody. He's a cute little mouse.
He's a broody little mouse?
He's a cute little broody mouse. He's very, he's grumpy, and he wears a Batman costume, and he fights crime. He fights mouse crime. Mice
Please
crime.
Please tell me Flashpoint didn't fuck that up.
Nope. He's still around. Bat-Mouse is still on Earth C-.
I am Googling that.
He hangs out with Captain Carrot and his amazing zoo crew.
Captain Carrot and his amazing zoo crew?
Yeah, Bat-Mouse. Yeah, I know. It's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? Bat-Mouse is the cutest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
Check out Bat-Mouse on Sunday mornings.
Lost my mind.
Saturday morning cartoon. I would watch Bat-Mouse. That
yeah,
sounds like a
too.
Tom and Jerry thing. So we've got Thomas Wayne is shown to have become Batman in many alternate realities, especially after the Flashpoint series. So we know that one. So we got Lil Batman. Lil Batman appeared in Superman / Batman. He is from an alternate universe inhabited by childlike versions. So this is kind of like the other one we saw where it was Kid Batman.
Except not a robot?
I think they're, no.
This one's just a kid?
They're just dumb. They're just dumb kids.
Okay.
Batman appears in Max Landis's Superman American Alien, showcasing a different version of Batman's first meeting with the Man of Steel. Clark won a contest to go to the Bahamas, but his plane crashed near a yacht party meant to celebrate Bruce's 21st birthday, held by other young billionaires in the DC universe, such as Oliver Queen and Barbara Minerva. They treat Clark as if he's Bruce, and Clark decides to embrace the mix-up, because Bruce wasn't there. He was training with the League of Shadows and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But they thought, so he just shows up. He's training with Ra's al Ghul, and so he sees footage of Clark on the yacht impersonating him and easily defeating Deathstroke, who was sent to kill Bruce. So that's cool.
Okay.
Max Landis wrote Superman American Alien, which is like a 5-issue run. It was really good. I highly recommend it. It's basically the 5 stories of how Superman growing up became Superman. It's like the 5 stories that he remembers, like that led him to be Superman or something.
Okay.
So he wrote that. It's a really interesting take on his origins.
Huh.
And then we've got the dark multiverse. So there's all kinds of that one. I mean, we got the Batman Who Laughs. It's a version of Batman, a dark reflection that's like the Joker.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The Joker learned of Batman's identity as Bruce Wayne and killed most of Batman's other rogues along with Commissioner Gordon. He then subjected a sizable population of Gotham's populace to the chemicals that transformed him, subsequently killing several parents in front of their kids. Oh, with the goal of creating... Oh, this is horrible. The murder machine?
What is that? I want to know.
Distraught from having lost Alfred, Batman requested Cyborg to help him finish the Alfred Protocol, an AI version of Alfred, but the Alfred Protocol malfunctioned. Oh, no, and multiplied. It went Ultron.
Oh, no!
Alfred AI Protocol went Ultron and killed people and went after Batman's bad guys.
Fuck Ultron, it went Skynet.
It went Skynet. Damn. Murder machine. Alfred turned into the murder machine.
Oh,
he's like,
no.
I'm sick of you people kicking Bruce's ass. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Damn. All right.
We got, man, so it just goes on. There, you get it. So you have an idea, right? Like Marvel does the multiverse, right? That's well and good, but DC kind of has this sort of crazy ass multiverse where like they literally number their worlds and they have like a catalog of which characters and what powers they have and on which planet, and it's like there's different rules and it's like they keep a backlog of it. Marvel, they just wing it, you know.
Yeah.
Like Marvel's like it's upside down, everything's
upside down.
This one, everyone's sand. It's like what?
What?
But in DC they're like they have created these parallel worlds and they love them so much that they often return to them to do more fucked up shit.
So summary of that is DC is full of amazing weird ass motherfuckers.
Well, but not just weird ass motherfuckers, but weird ass motherfuckers that want to catalog and document their weirdness and then go back to their weirdness.
Yep.
Whereas Marvel just kind of says, we're going to be weird and wing it, and maybe we'll make callbacks. But no, DC's like, no, we're going to be more meticulous, and we're going to like make sure we catalog it.
Damn.
And we're gonna keep backlogs and yeah. Whereas Marvel's like, we just do the multiverse, we do Infinity Wars, then we reset everything. DC's like, fuck you, we're keeping it all. Like different planets and different universes. Suck a dick, DC. That should have been there.
It should have been.
But no, it's not.
No.
It's not. I think it's DC. We make movies.
Sometimes.
We make comics and movies sometimes. It's a long title, but I think that's why they need to change it. But we're here and we do stuff. No company should just say that. It's very
DC. Have you heard of?
We're here and we do things.
We're DC. Have you heard of Batmouse?
Just have you heard of Batman? That's us.
DC. Batmouse is funnier.
Well, Batmouse is funnier, but no one knows Batmouse except us right now.
Well, everyone should.
Hopefully, us and whoever's listening knows about Batmouse. But we'll get our Batmouse comic up and running soon.
Okay.
So if Batman, would it be a Bat Joker or a Mouse Joker?
No, I think Joker Mouse. Joker would be like a gerbil.
A gerbil?
Or Joker a lizard? Gerbil?
He'd be a lizard. Joker would be a lizard.
No, because or gerbils chameleon? Are all flippy. And
now we're doing fan fiction for Earth C- for the Captain Carrot and the Zoo Critters.
Zoo Crew.
Oh, fucking hell. But, you know, we just appreciate it. And again, check out Batman Gotham by Gaslight.
Yes.
A tremendous Elseworlds tale mystery thriller. If you've already seen it, then this is no news to you. It was good stuff. Mm-hmm. We loved it. So we got a rate out of 10 now. So out of 10, we didn't rate Batman Gotham by Gaslight. We do out of 10 things. So I guess out of 10 Gaslights, because it's by Gaslight. So out of 10 Gaslights, what do you give Batman Gotham by Gaslight?
I'm going to give it an 8.
8. Yeah. Out of 10.
It was really good. Eight. I would watch it again. There were a couple little plot things. Mishaps, but that's only because a Jack the Ripper story is hard to do.
Yeah, and they're also trying to tell a Batman story
on top
of a Jack the Ripper story. You're like, ah, fuck. But they did a great job.
They did. They did
the
a great job.
The one thing that I was like, I loved because they had the balls to do it, but I was like, it doesn't work, was Jim Gordon being Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like, I love you have the balls to do it, but also it doesn't fit that character. We all know Jim Gordon as much as we know Batman, as much as we know Alfred. That's like saying and there is an alternate reality in another universe where Alfred is the Joker and Bruce Wayne is bad at being a superhero, so Alfred created the Joker and he got his friends to dress up like bad guys and they all just cater to Batman's ego, but he's really just some crazy guy who dresses up as a bat and he pays them to to hide around the city. Why do you think they're always in warehouses and there's no cops?
That's so
there's
sad.
No cops. They're in a warehouse. There are no cops. It's because Bruce, like Alfred, is just paying these guys to pretend to be villains. And Bruce thinks he's fighting crime
because
he's
so gone crazy. Sad.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but you know, again, it's like, is it real? Is it not real? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, reality is what you make it. And so is life. Life is what you make it. And if you enjoy Batman, you can enjoy whatever version you want. There is no definitive. I think there is no definitive.
I'm when literally looking up Batmouse right after this.
Yeah, you have Earth C-, Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew. Check it out. It was in the 1980s.
I'm so excited.
It was a unsuccessful run from the 1980s.
We'll bring it back.
We're bringing it back.
Single-handedly.
I want a Captain Carrot. T-shirt immediately.
And the Zoo Crew.
I want
Batmouse ears.
I want a Batmouse hoodie. All right. Well, I guess that's going to do it. So 8 for you. Mm-hmm. And I guess for me, 8. I'm giving it an 8 as well.
That was
8
a good,
Gaslight.
Solid movie.
It was a good watch. It's worth watching at least one more time. Mm-hmm. And the most appealing thing about it is you can just watch it at home whenever the fuck you want.
Oh, yeah. It was VOD. It was straight to VOD. Yeah. So we watched it on iTunes. I'm sure it's available on, you know, PlayStation, Xbox.
Amazon. All of it.
Wherever you can download movies.
Yeah. Good bet.
Buy movies.
It's solid. If you like old school animated Batman, like the TV series from back in the day, we all love it. Mm-hmm. If you love that, and if you love the sort of Jack the Ripper mystery, that era of storytelling, and you want something weird... This is weird, but it's not going to, like, break your weird bubble. Like, you're not going to be like, this is too weird. It's going to be like, this is the right amount of fun weird that I can enjoy.
Absolutely.
So, and if any of those alternate Batmans sound cool to you, you can always go on to, I think it's DC Archives or DC.com, or just Google all those different, like, alternate Batmans, and you can find one that suits your flavor, whatever flavor Batman you want.
Murder Machine.
You want Murder Machine? I know you want Batmouse and Murder Machine.
that says something. That is my personality right there. What Batmans do you want? Murder Mouse. The Murder,
murder Mouse. Batman Murder Mouse. We're going to combine. No, we've got our own now. We're going to combine Murder Machine Batman with Batmouse.
No. What are your two favorite ones? Mine are Batmouse and the Murder Machine.
Right, where he's like, fuck it, I'm killing everyone.
But also adorable.
And he's cute.
He's adorably killing everyone.
Oh, God. If I had to choose alternate ones that I enjoy, I mean, I like the one where Thomas Wayne, I mean, it sucks that Bruce is the one who is gunned down.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool story that they tell that's like it takes place right in that moment, you know, and they just carry on from there. So the spirit of that is still there. It's even in his father. And then the Joker is there in his mother, which is so crazy.
You get a Joker origin.
And there's so many dualities between that actual story. But, you know, we'll see. If they do Flashpoint, the movie Flashpoint, we might get that.
Batmouse. Come on, put it in the Flashpoint movie.
Well, I was going to say we would get Thomas Wayne as Batman, but if you're suggesting Batmouse, well then fuck yeah.
I'm really stuck on Batmouse.
Yeah, now I want that. I wasn't even thinking that. And I'm like, actually, if I saw that in a movie, I'd be like, holy shit, they have the balls to do that. They have the balls to do it. They're doing it. There's Batmouse. And he's standing there. He's really tiny. I'd be like, whoa, they're doing it.
He's so cute.
They're crazy.
Look at him skitter around.
And he's just like, I am the knight. It's just punching guys in the face.
Bites the Flash.
Yeah. Why would he bite the Flash? They're on the same team. I don't think you thought out your Batmouse very well.
No, the Flash would say something sassy, and Batmouse is little, so we'd give him a little nip.
You're going to write fan fiction. All right, it's time to end this. So eight gaslights out of 8 for us, and then check out your own Batman if you want. Get him.
Yeah.
Get wherever Batman comics are sold, DC stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page. Download, subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic, Stitcher Podcast Radio. We do that as well. Type in Team Awesome Inc. That's where you find our shit.
Instagram at Team_AwesomeInc. And you can also follow me on Twitter at CreepySexyNerdy.
All right, people. That's going to do it.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.